This is Rochester Speaks. I'm John Gehring, back with two special guests from the House of Mercy, the director of development over there, Whitney Sneed, and Dr. Tammy Butler, who is the executive director at the House of Mercy. Thank you both for joining me. Let's tell the story for those who may not know the House of Mercy. Whitney, how did the House of Mercy get started? And for the past few decades, what have you been up to?
So House of Mercy began as an idea with Sister Grace Miller in 1985, and it was a shelter for the unhoused community of Rochester, really just a way to take people off the streets and give them a bed, but also give them a meal, a place to stay warm. And in those 40 years, we've moved to three different locations. We have been at our new location on Ormond Street for about 7 years now. And we're still doing the same good work of trying to figure out how to solve the housing crisis in the greater Rochester community. We have currently a 76-bed low-barrier shelter. And right now we are in the middle of code blue because of the low temperatures here in Rochester. And so we will have up to 85 individuals stay who need to be warm, fed. And so we provide three meals a day. There's snacks during the day. And I think what people need to understand, I think that when we have people come in to the House of Mercy who are unhoused, our first question is, what are the barriers that prevent you from living independently? And so those are the things that we are trying to, I don't want to say solve, but those are the issues that we're trying to tackle. And so with our programming, we have three social workers. We are looking to get more. We have shelter monitors who take care of our guests as well. And we have programming within the House of Mercy that also helps. So we have NA programs, AA programs for those who are struggling with addiction issues. And so once someone comes in and they're looking for housing, we really try to tackle what are those barriers. We have an apartment group, I should say, that meet every week and they go over the available housing. They also pair up and say, okay, maybe we can find roommates within this group because of the limitations of income and the price of the high price of cost of living now. That's what we're doing.
What about inspirational story or somebody who you've helped along? Do you know of anybody that the House has helped who may have been unhoused and now has gone on because of the House of Mercy to be fully self-sufficient in their own home and all because of the help that you brought?
Yeah. So I've been here almost 3 years now, and I think that through our development team and our staff, especially our social work team, they really try to identify individuals who have gone on successfully. And so just to kind of point out one individual, he is a, don't know if I can mention his name, but dedicated volunteer here at the House of Mercy. He comes in every morning to help us with the kitchen, picking up donations every single morning. And I know that he has been a longstanding member of House of Mercy since its early days, has went on to get housing, but still comes in to volunteer. I think about our kitchen team, and I'll say we have a longstanding individual who was a part of House of Mercy in its earlier earlier years, Smokey, and he continuously volunteers to this day, has gone on to receive housing, but still comes back and understand that there is a great deal of need here. And House of Mercy was founded on volunteerism. So he understands the ability to connect with guests that are here to encourage them and also cook meals because, you know, food helps get to the soul. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a huge part of volunteering. I've been able to do that myself, which was just a pure joy. Whitney, too, you talk about April coming up and 40 years. What can we expect and how are we going to celebrate this 40 years of House of Mercy?
Yes, thank you. It's a really wonderful milestone. What we want to do is make sure that everybody feels welcome to come in. So there'll be a lot of in-house activities. We have really great partnerships with both with the Rochester Museum and Science Center. We are STEAM ambassadors, and so we're hoping to have a few nights where we can use our telescope and look up on the stars. We are having a fundraising initiative where we're hoping to raise at least $40,000. And then with our partnership with Chick-fil-A and Henrietta, if we make that $40,000, they will match it. So we're hoping that it is a great fundraising opportunity, as well as the community coming in and getting to meet our staff and our volunteers. As Dr. Butler said, you know, they're really the lifeblood of House of Mercy. I don't have the specifics yet, but I really do want to encourage everybody to go onto our website, houseofmercyrochester.org, and look at the programming and the festivities and other fundraising initiatives for the month of April. As this month, well, in February, and then of course in March, those will be solidified a little bit more. And then we'll definitely post those on our website and throughout other social media.
That's houseofmercyrochester.org. And so 40 years down, and I know you have a lot coming up here in the future that we have to look forward to. How can we stay connected and stay in touch with the House of Mercy so that we know what to expect coming up?
Oh, thanks so much. So we are right now publishing our first newsletter for 2025. It's at the printers right now. And we have this wonderful way to stay connected and receive a newsletter. So on our website, we ask if you want to stay in touch, please fill out this form and it comes directly to us and we'll add you to that. But also this year, we are going to have our newsletter in a readable form on our website. And I think that this is really telling in terms of what we want to see going forward, just a much more interactive website, as well as more social media and more engagement for the community. So lots of really wonderful stories in the newsletter about our future, as well as, you know, reflecting on our past.
And how are some of the ways that people can help, like community members like me, maybe you listening, want to help out with this great cause, House of Mercy? How can we do that?
Well, you can definitely give and we would greatly appreciate any donation. But also, as we said, volunteers are really the lifeblood of House of Mercy, and volunteer your time. I think once people actually come in, they're quite surprised how much, how much fun it is and how easy it is. You would think that a shelter would be during the day chaotic and loud, but I think you'll see that our guests are all working for some kind of goal in terms of going into the various groups and organizations and clubs. But we'll need any kind of volunteerism. So we talked about the kitchen and food prep. There's a huge laundry to do, as well as the administrative, you know, some office work. Think about House of Mercy as you plan your own will and bequest. Think about the lasting legacy that you can give to the Rochester community. I think that that's one of the ways those gifts have been absolutely significant, and it's a really wonderful legacy to leave your family to have supported House of Mercy.
Wow, that's another powerful way to contribute to. And if you want to give some of your time, I know people are really busy, right? That's probably the number one objection you get. Volunteering is a great thing, but oh, I'm so busy. How much time do you really need people to give to contribute to this cause?
Oh, honestly, we have volunteers who only give, who only give 1 hour a week, but it's so immense. You know, they come in and they say, what do you need? And honestly, in terms of stuffing envelopes, or like I said, doing a load of laundry, or, you know, just sitting and talking with our guests, we have a lot of people that will come, especially during those really cold nights on the weekend, and just run a Pictionary or run a bingo. So it doesn't have to be labor intensive. And really, that's not just enough. That's really a great gift to us. And we appreciate any of their time.
As much or as little as you can contribute, either financially or of your time through volunteering, it all goes to a great cause and helps the unhoused in our community. A crisis that we know continues, unfortunately, to this day, but we're working on it, right? That's continues to be something that we work on, and the House of Mercy helps. Last question for the both of you, either of you. Right now, being the colder months, especially has to be challenging for those who are struggling to find housing. Talk about how much of a gift you are to your guests who may otherwise be in danger out there in this brutally cold weather.
I think House of Mercy, we are, believe it or not, very small team here. We have about 31 staff, and our administrative team is about 4 to 5 people at most. And so it's a heavy lift to be able to provide all of the support that we do. But I know our guests are truly grateful from the times that we spend downstairs in the dining area, engaging with them, finding out what their needs are, creating special programs and events for them to engage in, really having this feel like a home setting in the midst of not having a real place of their own. So I think that when we connect with our guests and share that authentic support that we do have, it allows them to feel safe and to be able to move closer to their goals.
HouseofMercyRochester.org to find more. HouseofMercyRochester.org. Can we just walk in and ask to volunteer, or would you like a heads up and say, hey, we're coming by to volunteer?
Yeah, I think we have this cool portal that we have on our website that allows you to first apply to be a volunteer. And once your application is approved within 24 hours, we have a host of volunteer job descriptions and dates and times. So it's not about us saying, what are you interested, or this is what we need. It's about you saying, you know what, I see that there's a need in the kitchen on this day for this hour. I can sign up for that block. And at the same time, if there's a day where you say, you know what, I feel like volunteering today, give us a call. And we can let you know where our greatest need is, from sorting out donated items to engaging in our dining area with all our guests, encouraging them or playing bingo or helping out in the kitchen. We will find something for you.
HouseofMercyRochester.org, definitely worth checking out. Dr. Tammy Butler is the executive director of the House of Mercy, and Whitney Sneed is the director of development. Thank you both so very much for what you do for our community and for our time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.